Today, we think of transportation as a government responsibility. But in the 19th century, it was a private enterprise that helped unite the town's leaders and industrialists in order to benefit the town and themselves. The red brick house on the corner was a tavern, built in 1815, near a toll gate. While the 10-cent toll was collected from those passing through, locals living within 8 miles had their tolls waived, which raised some controversy, as everyone was soon claiming they lived that close. Up the slope, there was a detour over rougher terrain, what was then called a shunpike, that allowed travelers to skip out on the toll. During this turnpike era, Pulteney farmers relied on their cash crops of grain and dairy. One of William Ward's recorded shipments hauled 1,714 pounds of cheese and whiskey to market. The 10-cent toll was only one cost of shipping, in addition to the cost of the wagon, horses, and labor. For instance, when Ward hauled his goods along the turnpikes, some 80 miles to the port near Albany, his account books noted that shipping costs accounted for 37% of the salt and 23% of the whiskey. The cost of maintaining and staffing the turnpikes was not cheap. While the tolls added expense to the many costs of transportation, one toll syndicate reported an annual profit of only $30. In 1823, the completion of the Champlain Canal substantially reduced the profits of the turnpike, and in 1831 it became a public highway. Continue on Farnham Road, which takes us through the center of the Slate Valley, and also past the rail trail, the route of the old rail line known as the Slate Picker. This valley, known for its unique four-colored slate deposits, extends some 24 miles along the New York-Vermont border from Granville, New York, north to Fairhaven, Vermont. The area is about 6 miles wide. When the slate deposits were first discovered, the uses for slate were limited. But in 1848, the roof of a local barn was the first to be covered with slate. While some feared the barn could not withstand the weight, the barn is still standing today with the same slate roof intact. Slate transformed Pulteney in the last half of the 19th century. Turn right at the T on York Street Extension. There's no sign. There are a number of gravel pull-offs on your right, overlooking the quarry pits.